We're here with Tony Gasparini, scout for the Los Angeles Kings. Tony, give us your thoughts on who the Kings were able to acquire today. You guys didn't have a pick till the second round, but you guys did pretty well for yourselves.
Well, you think so. I mean, every team's walking away right now and just patting themselves on the back, saying, oh, I can't believe this guy fell to us in this area. But we're very happy with how the draft unfolded, and we were able to maneuver a little bit and move up on some guys that started to slip that we thought very highly of. So, like everyone else is going to say, they're real happy with their draft, and as are we.
And as a former goaltender, can you give us your thoughts on picking up Gibson?
Yeah, you know what? He is he's very talented, and he's got a great attitude and desire to improve and work upon some of the things technically that he needs to address. And you know, he's got really good feel for the game as a goaltender. Like, he's got a sense and ability to anticipate, and what he did for that team throughout the regular season was outstanding. We were really drawn towards his demeanor and his approach to the game.
Any guys in the later rounds you feel you got a steal on?
Well, there's, like I said, every team is going to have a lot of the same things, but we're real excited about each pick. And just going down the line, we're very excited about Andy Androff as a 19-year-old. He really came into his own this year, and Mike Feuda really felt strongly and got to know him as a player and as a person, and some of the things that he brought. And we thought we've had a lot of success in regards to, in the past, of slotting some 19-year-old kids that have done real well for us, have gone through drafts before, right, like Wayne Simmonds and so forth. So, you know, then we felt fortunate that Nick Shore was available, and Michael Mersch really fits the culture that we have. We took a Tier 2 player out of Western Canada, Joel Lowry, whose season was a little bit interrupted due to injury, but, you know, if you translate what he did in that league, over the course of a full season, if he was healthy, it was outstanding. He was well over 100 and some points. We think he's going to be he's a very heady player. He's going to do very well. And then we've got a young man who our European scout in the seventh round was high on from day one. And it's fun when you have scouts from all the different areas contributing and having good feelings and thoughts about it. But like I said, that's probably all 29 other teams as well.
Listen, Tony, we sure appreciate the time, and enjoy your summer off here, and hope to see you around on the road next year.
Oh yeah. The summer's off?
Yeah, I heard they say they're giving you two whole months off here, Tony, so I hope you enjoy it.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Kyle.